You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Good morning, Sister Patricia Fox. We thank you for granting us this opportunity to talk to you again.
Good morning, it's a pleasure.
You are one of the biggest newsmakers for the year 2018. Looking back to the journey you've been through this year, what are your thoughts about it?
Well, I think it all came as a big shock to me, the whole after April this year, because I was just doing what I've always done, being with the people. Mm-hmm. And after the fact-finding, President Duterte took this dislike to me and continued. He proceeded with it the whole way through until finally I had to leave in November. Mm-hmm.
From the 3rd of November to the 4th of November, these 2 days, Sister Pat, were like days of big goodbyes and big hellos for you. So did you experience a great loss leaving the Philippines?
I think afterwards, the 3rd was just amazing. The number of people who came to, from the morning we had a program and a mass, and the afternoon we had a program, mm-hmm. and then at the airport. My big disappointment at the airport was I hadn't expected so many police and security guards. Mm-hmm. We had planned that I would say goodbye to the people there, but they sort of just surrounded me and pushed me towards the door. So I never really got a chance to say goodbye to a lot of people that had come there to say goodbye.
Okay.
So that I couldn't understand that at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That was quite unfair for you, right?
Well, given that I was actually leaving voluntarily, although under protest, I wasn't being deported at that stage, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm. But you felt that great loss.
Yeah.
After.
And mm-hmm. I mean, it was wonderful when I got to the airport, and of course I had family and friends there, and then a number of Filipinos. Mm-hmm. And I've been meeting a number of Filipinos since I was here, but every time I hear something happening in the Philippines, you know, I want to be back there with them.
Mm-hmm. But how is it like for you, Sister Pat, being back with your family and friends?
Well, it has its nice things in that you catch up with them. But I think my life was with the people in the Philippines. So mm-hmm. it's very hard to let go so yeah. quickly, I think.
Mm. So you're still hanging on.
Yeah, I sort of think about the Filipinos here and wonder how they manage, because I know a number of them didn't leave because they wanted to. Some have left for economic, but others left for political reasons because they're in danger. I sort of think, oh, they must have feel worse than I do.
Okay, so you're kind of just like looking at the more positive side of things, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Sister Pat, when you freshly arrived back in Melbourne, you mentioned about not knowing yet what to do as the deportation happened so quickly. But almost 2 months since you came back, do you already have plans of what to do next?
I haven't got concrete plans. I've been invited to give a number of talks at different places. And I've also got quite involved with the Philippine solidarity group here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm discovering there are a lot of problems with immigration and visas and et cetera here. So because I was a lawyer before I left, I'm thinking maybe there are openings, maybe in, you know, like that sort of area.
Mm. Okay, so you...
to at least volunteer. Mm.
Okay, you're going to volunteer on that sort of area.
And also to try and keep advocating for the situation, you know, what's happening in the Philippines. You know,
okay.
Because it's getting worse, yeah.
Okay. Well, I've read that you've been invited by different universities, and that's what you were talking about, you know, that you kind of like been invited to attend some conferences and all those stuff where you had the chance to talk in front of different people. So can you tell me about, you know, what are the lessons that you have imparted to your listeners when they attend your talk?
Well, I think many are not aware of what's going on. I mean, many hear the president saying, well, he's going to wipe out corruption and wipe out the drugs and, you know, like, but it's wiping out people. And I think they're not aware that's happening and which people are being wiped out, you know, the poor. Mm-hmm. I think also people are not aware that Australia also has military down in Mindanao, or well, they're in Palawan, a prison, I think, training, military aid. I think they're not aware of what Australian mining companies are doing and how they're taking advantage of paramilitary. So some of those things I'm trying to say, okay, we also have a responsibility to our neighbours, you know, in terms of what's happening.
Mm-hmm. So you're kind of like making them aware of what's happening there, or the support that the Australian government is giving.
This is what I'm trying, yeah. And I mean, a lot of the people I'm met up, I'm surprised how involved and interested they are, you know, so you mm-hmm. learn from them also some of the information they have. So I think to make us more better global citizens here also.
You have also urged the Australian government to be more forceful and responsible for what's happening in the Philippines. So what do you think the Australian government should do to address this?
Well, I think, number one, we shouldn't be having anything to do with military, that where there's a situation of martial law, where the military in the Philippines are training paramilitary who are brutal, apart from the military themselves. You know, I think that's one of the things that we should be really examining our conscience on mm-hmm. and saying, okay, we're not going to continue that as long as there's a martial law, as long as there's not human rights being respected, because, you know, we're a signatory to all these, and so is the Philippines. Mm-hmm. I think we have to start examining some of our, you know, calling some of our businesses to task too on their practices in other countries, including the Philippines.
Is the martial law still continuing in the Philippines, Sister Pat?
Yeah, right. In fact, it's just been extended to the end of 2019, so it's going to continue for another 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's no legal basis for it there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there was, I mean, the irony is so many people from Mindanao actually supported him, thinking that things would be better. And I mean, I know the people I know, including the indigenous people and all, are so disappointed now, because it's got worse for them. And that even if at first it said, you know, as long as you're a training paramilitary, you get nothing.
I read an article from Philippine Daily Inquirer just yesterday that the Department of Justice will resolve your appeal for the reversal of the deportation order issued by the Bureau of Immigration next year. So are you still continuing the fight to return to the Philippines?
Yeah, and that's, I mean, part of the reason I went out voluntarily was because I didn't want to be deported for overstaying, which would have made that case redundant. Because mm-hmm. the issues in my case, number one, there were in terms of what a missionary should do, which got the support of the ecumenical community, you know, on that they more or less saying missionaries shouldn't be involved in issues of justice, which is the very essence of what your missionary work is. Mm-hmm. But the other more important, or as important anyway, was the rights of anyone in a country, whether they're foreigners or not, the right to freedom of assembly, freedom of expression, freedom of religion, freedom of movement, all of which were being challenged in that case that I took up, because that's what was being alleged at me, that as a non-citizen, mm-hmm. I shouldn't have been involved in any issues affecting the people.
Would you say that one of your hopes and prayers this 2019 is to come back or return to the Philippines?
Oh, yes, yes. I'd still love to go back, yes.
I can see, and I could really hear from you, Sister Pat, that in your thoughts, the Philippines is still there, you know.
Because I say my body's here, but my heart's still in the Philippines at this stage.
We're very lucky. You know, the Philippines is very lucky that we are loved by someone like like you?
Oh, I always thought it was the other way around. I was very lucky to be so accepted and loved by the Filipino people that I knew.
we're really blessed, Sister Pat, to have you.
Thank you.
From the time that you were arrested, Sister Pat, that was April of 2018, until today, is there anything that you want to say to yourself?
I don't think, people say to me, is there anything you regret? And I just keep thinking, I regret I didn't do more.
Okay.
But, no, and I mean, you know, like, it was a very stressful time because I never quite knew what was going to happen yet. But it was an amazing time in that I never expected all the support I got. You know, like even from people in the street in the Philippines would say, come up to me and say, oh, we're praying for you, we hope you can stay. You know, I'd never met them before. So, I mean, it was just it was amazing that way.
So you missed it a lot, Sister Pat.
Yeah. I said I missed the selfies.
The selfies? That was funny. Well, Sister Pat, since New Year is coming, any New Year's resolution?
I think I just would like to, I think my New Year's resolution is to try and, yeah, just keep struggling for justice even more.
Mm-hmm.
Justice here, because there's so much injustice here also, and justice for the Filipino people that I really love.
How do you plan to celebrate the New Year?
Well, I'm actually down the beach at present, so I'll be down here for the New Year.
Okay, so where are you at?
Mount Martha.
Wow. Enjoying your time there with your family, Sister Pat.
With the community, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
my
great
sister's here also. Not exactly among the urban poor or the rural poor here.
Well, Sister Pat, what would be your final message to everyone this New Year?
I think for the New Year, let's just keep working a lot harder so that there'll be peace and justice throughout our world and in our country and in the other countries where, you know, there's so many people from different countries here that there's no peace. So I think we pray that and work that there'll be justice and peace throughout the world, I think.
Okay, justice and peace. That's what you're always saying to me, Sister Pat, even in our previous interview. And it's really great as well that you're always praying for that, you know, especially that the world needs it.
Yeah, so much, no?
So much. Happy
you
happy
too,
New Year.
And Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to all those listening too.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan. Sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.